instead of just showing up and doing, you know, a little warm up and racing the 5K really hard, what if you went out and did a 10-mile warm up? Episode 451 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: doing workouts during races. Hey guys, before we dive into today's episode, just want to remind you of a real easy way that you can support the show and kind of support what I'm doing and growing and building and hopefully that's something that's worthwhile to you. And that is by using the Diz Runs Amazon link. So if you go to dizruns.com/Amazon, it'll redirect you right to, you know, the normal Amazon page. And, you know, any purchases you make, throw a few cents of commission back my way. You know, with this time of year, maybe I missed the boat with some of you because I know school has just started actually down here, but, you know, back to school shopping, if you're doing that on Amazon, you know, you can throw a few pennies my way, a few shekels and help keep the lights on. And if you just bookmark it and every time you go to Amazon, bada boom, bada bam, you're supporting the show. And, you know, it's a simple thing, costs you nothing, and it really does make a difference to me. I get a decent little chunk of change every month. You know, not anything that I'm getting rich off of, obviously, but certainly enough that I appreciate it, and I know it's coming from you guys. So if you're willing to do that, dizruns.com/Amazon, it'll redirect you, bookmark it, and you are good to go. Shop as normal, and you're supporting the show at the same time. So appreciate that. So today, kind of continuing on from last week's conversation, kind of a part deux, if you will, for this week, of the idea of, is it possible to run too many races? Is that actually a thing? And yes, I think it is a thing. And you heard that whole, you know, all of my reasoning, justification, everything kind of about that topic last week, about, you know, the reasons it's bad, the injury issues, the fact that it could help, you know, prevent you from continuing to improve. You may find yourself on a plateau because you're racing too often and you're not getting in that quality training work that's going to help you improve on race day. But there is kind of a middle ground. There is a possibility that we can explore a little bit, and maybe it's something that some people would be into and some people probably not so much. But it's the idea of doing some workouts during your races. So not racing each race, not trying to kill it out there for every race that's on your schedule, but you can still run multiple races. You can still run several races. You can still arguably run maybe too many races, as long as you're running them smartly. And you know, we talked last week about how, you know, that might mean that you know, you run some of the races for fun and you have your couple of races that you really focus on and you work towards those races. But if it's hard for you to get into a race and just keep it nice and easy and laid back, just because of the race environment, then maybe making it part of a workout would be an easier option for you. Something that's you know, that you're more able to stick to that plan. To have that be the plan that I'm gonna run this race, but it's part of my workout and stick to that, as opposed to just, I'm just gonna make it a fun run and then you get caught up in the excitement or somebody's trying to pass you or whatever the case might be, and you know, you end up going too hard, you race too hard, and now you got to recover, and then you got another race coming up, and that the whole cycle repeats itself. So what am I talking about? When I say do a workout during your race or to incorporate your workouts into your race schedule, what does that actually look like? So just want to give you a couple of examples. But say, for example, you know, maybe you're training for a marathon, and it could be a half marathon as well, but just to make the numbers a little bit easier, let's say you're training for a marathon and you're supposed to do 13 miles this weekend, but there's also a local 5K that is going on in town. So the choice is, you know, if I'm going to run the race and race the race, that means I'm going to do the 5K, or, you know, am I going to just skip the race and maybe it supports a local cause, something that you would like to support. But you've got to do this 13 miles. So how does this work? So instead of just showing up and doing, you know, a little warm up and racing the 5K really hard, what if you went out and did a 10-mile warm up? Got 10 miles in before the start of the race, and then you get to the starting line, you know, a few minutes before the race starts. Maybe you are already able to check in the day before, so you already have your race bib, and you show up at the starting line after 10 miles. So now you're doing a 5K as part of your workout. But the reason that's something that I would encourage, maybe almost, and certainly would not tell you to shy away from, is that you're not going to be able to run that 5K quite as hard. It's not going to be, a PR day on the 5K, but that's okay. That's not your goal, right? Your goal is this marathon you're training for. So you show up after 10 miles, you run the 5K, and maybe you make that, maybe that, that long runs workout that, that week. And if you have a coach, you, you communicate this with your coach so it works out well with the schedule. Make sure you're on the same page. If you're writing your own plans, you know, maybe you, you schedule it so that that week's long run, that 13 miles is a fast finish long run. So instead of just doing 13 easy miles, you're doing 10 miles easy, and then running that last 5K hard. You know, you're pushing the pace. You're trying to get under your marathon goal pace or under maybe half marathon pace for the last, for that 5K, for that 3.1 miles. Because of the fact that it's a race, because there's some excitement, there's other people, you're no longer running just by yourself or with your one or two friends you always run with. You've got a field of people to run with. You're probably going to be able to push a little bit harder. You're probably going to be able to dig a little bit deeper, and you're going to really get a quality workout there by incorporating the race into your workout. So that's just one example. You can do that with a bunch of things. You can one of the workouts I really like to do and prescribe often to my clients, as they'll probably tell you, is the easy hard easy workout. So you start out with, you know, I sometimes we'll split it into thirds, or often we'll split it into thirds, but you can divide it up any way you want. But where you do, you know, one third of your run at a very easy, comfortable pace, one third of your run hard at like race pace or faster, and then the final third back to easy. So you're getting a workout, but you're also getting time on your feet, and you're not pushing it for too long. You're not getting too much high intensity training. So you could do that with a 5K or a 10K or whatever, where you do a handful of miles early, run the race hard, and then do a handful of miles later. And with a longer race, with maybe a 10K, that becomes a really good workout. You know, that could be a 12 or 15 mile workout. If you did, even if you just did 3 or 4 miles first, the 10K, and then 2 or 3 miles to cool down, that's a good, solid, quality workout. Is it going to be your best race day? No, but that's not what we're going for here. We're talking about combining your workouts with your races so that you're still able to run. You're still able to be part of the race, especially those local events that are fun. You've got a lot of your friends are doing them. Probably the people in your running community are all doing them. They support a cause. Maybe they're part of your runner's club. So you want to do them and you know, you might want to do well, but you got to decide, am I going to run all these races to race them, or am I going to run, you know, am I really focused on my big goal and I'm willing to sacrifice some of these shorter races and not PR in them, still run them hard because again, we're making them part of a workout. So you're still going to push, but not just race to kill it, race to PR it every time. And make that part of your strategy. You can see probably that there's dozens of ways to do this. You can, you know, like with the 5K example, you can get a bunch of miles in beforehand. So you're trying to race on hard legs or tired legs, which kind of, you know, would help obviously simulate for the last part of a race, whether it's a half marathon or a marathon or whatever, those last few miles when your legs are tired. Well, you just practiced that. You just simulated that. You could also do it the other way where you maybe run the race first. If you really want to try to PR it, and it's something short, and again, you've talked to your coach or you've kind of mapped this out so it makes sense, you know, run that race hard, but then add 10 miles on top of it. So now you're getting, again, you're getting that idea of, or that simulation of, what's the last 10 miles of my race going to look like? Maybe the last 10 miles of a marathon when my legs are tired. Well, instead of getting 26 miles of a training run, you're getting 13 or 15 miles, but those first three are pretty darn high intensity. And so now you've got to keep going. You got to keep grinding. You got to push through on tired legs to get the other 9 or 10 miles to get to your total for the day. And that's going to help you be, you know, with your fitness and also with your confidence, with your mental strength, the mental, stamina and fortitude on race day to help push longer. So, and again, you can go off in another million different directions with how you want to do it. I've even heard of people doing, literally doing repeats during the race. I believe it was Mary Johnson talked about it on a past episode of the show, and I'll find out for sure and make sure to link it into the show notes. But where she did a 10K or a 10 mile or a half marathon, I can't remember what it was, but she was running it, but her workout that day was like, you know, 6x800 or 10x800 or whatever it was. So she got a couple mile warm up, started running her 800 meter repeats or half mile repeats. And she'd do her little cool down recovery time in between each workout and hit the next one and another recovery time. And by the time she finished and she had another 3 or 4 miles or 2 miles or whatever it turned out to be, whatever the race distance was, where she was cooling down and then she finished. But talk about doing that by yourself on the track versus doing that as part of a race. You know, with when you have the race environment, you don't have to worry about bringing calories or bringing hydration with you because you've got the aid stations. You've got people that are supporting you. Sure, you might get a couple runners looking at you kind of funny because you're running hard for a half mile. Or you know, if we go back to our other examples where you're doing different miles beforehand, miles afterwards, whatever. But it really helps to make those miles when you're tired a little bit more palatable because you're not out by yourself. You can't just decide to cut it short. You're doing this race. You're going to finish the 5K or the 10K or the 5 mile or whatever it is. You know, including those races as part of your workouts can be a great strategy. The trick is to stick with it. Stick with your plan. Just like we talked about last week, you can't go into it with one plan and then decide, oh, hell no, I'm going to race today. No. This is part of a workout. Just happens to be that instead of doing it on the track by yourself or on the dead end road on the south side of town, you're doing it as part of this race. But the goal is still the workout. You're still there to do the workout. So as long as you can keep that focus and not get sidetracked by what other people are doing, but about this, you know, the little old lady that's passing you with just a quarter mile to go, and oh, I can't let her beat me. Man, you ain't racing. You ain't racing. You're doing a workout. It just happens to be that it's part of a race. So stick with your plan. As long as you can do that, it's okay to run multiple races. And I love the idea of adding workouts into the races. I have my clients do that on depending on what races they're running. It's part of the strategy that I have with them. So you can do it too. And it's not that complicated. And you have lots of flexibility with how you want to play with it. You just have to stick with the plan. You have to come up with a plan beforehand, be comfortable with it, and then stick to it. And if you do that, man, adding workouts during your races, that can be a great asset to help you get ready for that big race, that A race, that one race that you're really focused on, and you're really going to put it all on the line to try to PR at that race if that is your type, if that is something that you're interested in doing. So that kind of, hopefully that all makes sense, and hopefully these last two episodes, 448, the last week's quick tip, and this one, 451, kind of go together. Hopefully that they make sense. And obviously, again, you can check out the blog posts and of course, there's some memes and some GIFs and things like that, but also kind of see it kind of written out. And I've got the links back and forth between the two posts. So you can check out the two posts, kind of see how they work together and combine them and try to figure out, you know, how that works for you. What is that going to look like for you going forward, you know, later this fall? And obviously if you listen to this farther in the future, whatever part of the season is coming up for you, whatever your next, you know, several months of training looks like, how can you mix in some races during workouts? Or are you the type of runner where that just doesn't work? And you know, if you're in a race, you're going to race it hard. So you got to focus on those one or two races and only really race those and do your workouts outside of the race environment. So, that's it for today. Hope that you enjoyed this one. Hope it helped. Obviously that's first and foremost. That's why I do these quick tips is because, stuff that I think people are struggling with, stuff that I know people are struggling with because they've asked me about, how can we address them? How can we make them better? How can we make you a better runner? Hopefully these things helped. If there's other questions you have or feedback or comments, let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And of course, you can go over to the blog post for this one, which is DizRuns.com/451 and leave a comment there. And that way, you know, obviously I'll respond to it. I'll give you an answer, an explanation, but maybe some other folks in the future will be struggling as well with that same type of a topic, same type of question. And they'll be able to head over to the show notes and see, or the blog post in this case, and see the answer right there. And that way we can help out others as well. So that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Don't forget DizRuns.com/Amazon. If you want to support the show that way, literally costs you nothing, literally changes your Amazon buying experience. Zero. It doesn't change it at all, but it does throw a few shekels back my way, and it's certainly appreciated. So, if that's not something that you can do, want to do, no worries. I appreciate you listening. That's first and foremost. So thank you for listening. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk soon.
See you.